recognizing your day and her message. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, that is the light. The day of vengeance of our God, that is judgment. That is the darkness. The acceptable year of the Lord is the day for redemption. It's the day for salvation. The day there is a period of time where that light of the gospel will be shining. And it will shine throughout the whole world. For he said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world, then the end shall come. This light will move from the east and shine through the whole world and set in the west. The whole world will hear the gospel. You rejected him, then be ready for what he was crying over. Judgment was coming upon Jerusalem. He saw the city destroyed. He saw what was going to happen after his death in AD 70. And he was a warning, but they rejected it. But his disciples had the warning. And when AD 70 came up, when that city was destroyed, that took them, you know, as slaves and scattered all over Europe till 1948. When that happened, they remembered, thus saith the Lord. They remember the message Prophet Jesus gave them. And not one single disciple was caught up with that. Because a time was given enough for them to escape and remember the message. General Titus encamped around the city and gave them time to stop the nonsense they were doing. That was the period that the disciples remember what Jesus said, told them in Matthew 24. When you begin to see the abomination that maketh desolate, stand in the, prophesied by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. He said, he who read it, let him understand. If you are outside, don't come inside again. If you are this, if pray that it's not during winter. Hey, what to you that have a child that give a suck at that time? Hey, because what will happen if God doesn't shorten the time for the elect's sake? Nothing will be left. The destruction that was coming. But the disciples remembered that prophecy, and they, because they believe, they took advantage of the window to escape. And they walked out of the city before the destruction came. What is that dreadful day of the Lord? That dreadful day is the coming of the Lord. What that day? That day there is not, it is not a 24-hour day. Is a period of an activity known as the day of the Lord. And that precedes Christ coming with us to take over this earth and rule for 1,000 years. This falling away that is referred to here is a rebellion. This is the time of high level of rebellion. This is the time, oh glory be to God, where the rebellion reaches a stage where man will say there is no God. That's the highest level you can go to. Total rebellion. Departure from the faith there. Both spiritual, hallelujah, and total rebellion. Total rebellion. Spiritual, falling away from the Bible faith. Total rebellion. Anything called God, they are against it. Apostasy. That is the estate of man. That was the estate. It was the period where men began to lust after men. Women lusting after women. No more natural affection. The natural use of the man and the woman was perverted, exchanged. It was when the immorality and godlessness reached a stage where, men now, it now was no secret again, it was now accepted by the society. Gays can come out and claim rights. And not just claim right on their own, they also want church holding Bible to wed them. Wed a man with a man, wed a woman with a woman. Not only woman with a woman, talk about natural affection. I saw a picture, a story of a woman that wedded a tree. I saw another story of a woman that wedded her dog. It is defiance, outright rebellion. Man will marry man, woman will marry woman, and there are men of God, oh, hey, priests, pastors, that will wed them and give them certificate as husband and wife. Come out. If you come out, you are going somewhere. Come out from error and come to the truth. And thy word is truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the message? Every revival goes with a song. Every rebellion goes with inspiration for songs. This is a rebellious age. This is a rebellious age. Rebellion, rebellion that stinks to heaven, high heaven. Can't you see the type of songs that musicians are singing now? Have you tried to listen to the wordings, to those lyrics, what they are saying? Nothing but rebellion. It started small from the Western world with a music style known as rock. Whether they are mad, I don't know. You wonder, what are they saying? Rebellion. See the dress, those musicians, the dress. They were spreading an anointing. Who are the music stars now? Which message are they delivering to the youth that is shocking the youth head? Listen to the music that you dance to. Listen to the music that I try to listen to what they are saying, some of them. I try. And anywhere I go, youth, when they start, you will sit and they sing, oh, the man, they go, oh, the man, they go, oh, and then the son, they go, oh, the man, they will go, aye, 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 ahoo. I say, what are they saying? And then the youth are sitting there listening to me now. They're your stars. They're your favorites. You are their fans. Hallelujah. The acceptable year of the Lord is the day for redemption. It's the day for salvation. The day there is a period of time where that light of the gospel will be shining. And it will shine throughout the whole world. For he said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world, then the end shall come. This light will move from the east and shine through the whole world and set in the west. The whole world will hear the gospel. Praise the Lord. But did Israel believe him? Israel did not recognize it. And what did they do? As we read in our text in Luke chapter 19. What did they do? Hallelujah. They killed him. They rejected him. And they continued in their darkness. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, are they here today? Wave your hand. How many? How many have received him? Oh, glory be to God. They rejected him, but we received him. And to us is given power to become the sons of God. You rejected him, then be ready for what he was crying over. Judgment was coming upon Jerusalem. He saw the city destroyed. He saw what was going to happen after his death in AD 70. And he was a warning, but they rejected it. But his disciples had the warning and when AD 70 came up, when that city was destroyed, that took them, you know, as slaves and scattered all over Europe till 1948. When that happened, they remembered, thus saith the Lord. They remembered the message Prophet Jesus gave them. And not one single disciple was caught up with that. Because a time was given enough for them to escape and remember the message. General Titus encamped around the city and gave them time to stop the nonsense they were doing. That was the period that the disciples remember what Jesus said. I told them in Matthew 24, when you begin to see the abomination that make it desolate, stand in the, prophesied by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. He said, he who read it, let him understand. If you are outside, don't come inside again. If you are this, if pray that it's not during winter. Hey, what do you that have a child that give a shock at that time? Hey, because what will happen if God doesn't shorten the time for the elect's sake? Nothing will be left. The destruction that was coming. But the disciples remember that prophecy, and they, because they believe, they took advantage of the window to escape. And they walked out of the city before the destruction came. Praise the Lord. People always prefer to believe the false prophets. Always. The Pharisees and the Sadducees demonized Jesus. And the people believed them. Because they were the scribes. Because they were the religious leaders. Danger is coming upon Israel. A group of people are preaching it is well. Danger, destruction is coming upon Israel. A type of destruction that has not been known, not even in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. Pharisees and Sadducees and all the scribes and the prophets in Israel, they were telling the Jews, all is well. Okay, all is well. The same pattern. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 25, gave a prophecy to Israel. See your sins, see your sins, see your abominations. Thus said the Lord, because of this, the enemy will come and take all of you in captivity, and you will be there for 70 years. You'll be in captivity. Nebuchadnezzar is coming, oh, the king of Babylon is coming. He warned them, but there was a prophet called Prophet Ananiah, who said he too hears from God that this yoke that is upon you people now that you are suffering from, this captivity, because Jeremiah was telling them what Nebuchadnezzar is doing is of the Lord, though it is God's army to deal with you. He says, submit yourself, submit yourself until the period that is allocated to you come to pass, so that you don't suffer unnecessarily. Submit yourself to Nebuchadnezzar. Let him rule over you. Don't begin to make you will suffer for nothing. Then one false prophet rises up by the name of Ananias. You can get that in Jeremiah chapter 25. And then you can, the story of Ananias and Jeremiah. It's in Jeremiah chapter 28. Read it from verse 1. And you will see it there. I'm just giving reference. You can read it and get the full story there. And even Jeremiah himself was in the captivity. Ananias said this thing will only last 2 years. And even did a prophetic action. Took that yoke for his neck and break it. He said, the Lord said he has broken the yoke. 2 years, all these things that were taken from the temple, taken everywhere, we come back to the Holy Land. Jeremiah said, amen, oh, may it be so. But take note, if the prophet that speaks and it comes to pass is a true prophet, if in 2 years' time we never go, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then you will know then by, we will know by whom God has spoken. Amen. And you know what happened? How that Ananias died. False prophet. But the people believed him. Like they are believing the false prophets that are speaking everywhere now. They have finished. They have nothing more to tell Christians. Nothing more. So they are facing politicians. Prophets are facing politicians. PDP will win. APC will win. What do you call it? Trump will lose. Biden will win. One great man in the Badar Road will die. One politician will die. This one will die. There will be great prosperity in the land. This and that and that and that. All the others. Who are they prophesying to? They have no prophecy for the bride of Jesus Christ in this age. They have no word from the Lord that will help you know where you are now in the program of God. Because they are not from God. They are not Ananias. Praise the Lord. Micaiah prophesied destruction that is coming to Ahab, reinforcing the prophecy of Elijah, who went and because Ahab and his wife Jezebel killed an innocent man Naboth and collected his land. Prophecy was hanging over Ahab for his destruction. Time for the fulfillment of the prophecy come. 400 prophets were saying, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee. All is well. All is well. Micaiah saw Ahab being destroyed. 400 prophets say, all is well. Oh, glory be to God. And what happened? Believing that lie, Ahab went and died. Okay, now. Those same 400 prophets are in Africa, are in Nigeria. And the people are believing them. All is well. It doesn't matter. God is good. The Lord is good. God is a good God. Okay, now. But before every judgment, God will always send his message. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of judgment. Before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. Before that day comes, he will send Elijah the prophet. When a prophet comes, what does he do? He comes with a message. And the message of Elijah is restoration. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. And the heart, hallelujah, of the apostolic children to the hearts of the apostolic fathers. Before I come and smite the earth with a curse, Elijah shall surely come. What is that dreadful day of the Lord? That dreadful day is the coming of the Lord. What that day? That day there is not, I have preached a message that I titled the day of the Lord. It is not a 24-hour day. It's a period of an activity known as the day of the Lord. And that precedes Christ coming with us to take over this earth and rule for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. That is what Luke chapter 21, verse 25, 26, 27. That is what he was making reference to. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. 27. And then shall they see the Son of Man. Who is this Son of Man? Who is this Son of Man? The Lord Jesus Christ, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Apostle Paul repeated it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 7. Amen. Listen very well. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. Listen to the word in the way he put it. Rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed, yes, that's the scripture, shall be revealed from heaven. When he shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Verse 10. When he shall come to be glorified, we are in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony, our gospel among you was believed in that day. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 8. Look at the introduction of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 1. It said, behold, he, that Jesus, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierce him, including the Jews that rejected him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Say the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come. He's coming, oh, the Almighty. It is this coming that is described in Revelation chapter 6. From verse 12, the sixth seal that was opened. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. Oh, glory be to God. I'm reading up to verse 17. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casted her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. That is the atmosphere, not the heaven, not God's dwelling place, so the atmosphere. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The earth was shaken. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. What were they saying? They said to the mountains and rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Why? For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That is what, you can write these scriptures down. That is what Joel prophesied in Joel chapter 2 verse 30 to 31, and Matthew chapter 24 verse 29 and verse 30, and Revelation chapter 14 verse 14 to 20. Those of you writing it, I call it again. Joel chapter 2 verse 30 to 31, Matthew 24, hallelujah, verse 29 and verse 30, Revelation chapter 14, verse 14 to 20. And note, always this is the order. The first thing is a godless condition. The people become godless. No fear of God again. That is why you see in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Let's read that one. Hallelujah. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time, that is end time, he said, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. This is the age. This is the age where you have, if you observe, the commonest ministry is prophetic ministry. In the fivefold ministry, there are other ministries. But the prophetic, that's why prophets have become pastors. Have stopped prophesying and become pastors. And while there are genuine prophets, there are more number of false prophets. 400 of them. There was only one genuine in the land of Egypt. In the land of Israel. That is the ratio. Therefore, in this age, the ratio of the false to the truth is 400 to 1. Are you catching what we're saying? The ratio of false to the true ministers of God now is 400 to 1. Bring 400 prophets. Hallelujah. If you are going to count till you will count, bring prophets. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4, 5, 4, 6, 4, 200, 4, 300, 5. Then when you reach 400, then you reach 401. Then you pick, see one genuine there. To tell you the estate of the church of Jesus Christ now. You come to this ministry, we open your eyes to see these things. And some people are just ordained to that destruction. They learn nothing in a teaching ministry like this to open your eyes so that you know where you stand. You are so consumed by your problems until even if it is a babalawo, provided he's holding Bible, we go there. False prophets. It is an end time sign. Oh, praise the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In fact, let's still continue with what Paul was telling Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and to verse 9. Amen. This know also that in the last days, there's end time. See whether this prophecy is not fulfilled now. Perilous times shall come. Dangerous times. See the condition. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. And that is where the problem of the world have started. Children now have no respect for their parents. When I look at what is happening on the streets, I know every prostitute there has a father and a mother. All these people that dress half naked, they leave their houses dressed like that. Their father and their mother were seeing them when they dressed and they were going out. No respect again. No respect. No respect again. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. During the vigil, one of our brother, Adepts, the wife came with the daughter. And immediately, the daughter saw me. The mother said, greet daddy. Small, I think that girl should be maybe about maybe 4 years old or so. She immediately just went on her knees to greet me. I said, in this age, this is the age where they will wake up and say, Popsy, ha. They don't call daddy again. It's Popsy. Mumsy, hi. Popsy, high five. I was eating one time and my daughter just came on the dining table, carrying spoon, and began to choke that they eat. My wife said, when I was growing up, you did that with my father, he will sound you. Says disrespect. But Pastor Moses, why didn't you slap her? If you slap her, she will run to welfare. If you slap her in America, they will collect the child from you or Europe. You see the problem that we are in now. He will run out of the house. My daddy beat me. One man was tired in America. He didn't know what to do with his child. The child was misbehaving. He's grown up. So he just tricked them, said they are coming to Nigeria for holiday. So he gathered all the documents, gathered everything, collected all the documents. As soon as they landed Murtala Mohammed Airport, and they came out of the plane, he tower, he baka. Now, over there, we cannot beat you. Inside the plane, you are talking nonsense. Abusing me, saying nonsense. Now, here, we beat children here in Africa. You will be spared. And for your information, you are not going back to America again. You will stay in Nigeria. He deported his son back to Nigeria. Let's read on. Hallelujah. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, homosexual, man will lust after man, woman lust after woman. No natural affection. Truth breakers. You can't trust anybody now. False accusers. They fool everywhere. Matter you don't know anything about. You put your dirty mouth inside and amplifier it. Incontinent. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. That is why they bring comedians even to the pulpit. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, what should you do? Turn away, verse 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. Verse 7. See them. They are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. That is what Apostle Paul meant when in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, he says that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will not come until there come a fall away first. Falling away first. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day of the coming of the Lord shall not come except there come a falling away first. This falling away that is referred to here is a rebellion. This is the time of high level of rebellion. This is the time, oh glory be to God, where the rebellion reaches a stage where man will say there is no God. That's the highest level you can go to. Total rebellion. Departure from the faith there. Both spiritual, hallelujah, and total rebellion. Total rebellion. Spiritual, falling away from the Bible faith. Total rebellion. Anything called God, they are against it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And always, they are ever learning. This ever learning here is talking about knowledge. But they are never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And what is the knowledge of the truth? The knowledge of the truth is the message that God sends to us. You are never able to know what God is doing spiritual. Everything is scientific. When the people reach that stage, what God does now is to send a message. He sends a message. And the message of a true prophet in this estate is not "it is well." It is a message that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming, but this is the way of escape. This is the way of escape. Every true message of God to you, solution must be given. Is somebody understanding me? Hallelujah. I've told you this several times. You Christians all around the world, the reason why God will give discernment, call your name, call your address, call your tribe, describe where you come from, your house, and everything about you. That is not the message. Is somebody understanding me? Your name is Moses Alu. Is that a message to me? The name of your wife is Clara Alu. Is that a message to me? Amen. You come from Akwanga. I know that. Is that a message? You have entered prison before. Is it a message? Praise the Lord. That is to make you believe. It will take God to know all this. It's to give you faith so that the message we give you, you will believe it. Oh, hallelujah. So when they are making discernment for you, the evidence that I am a man of God is not that I am able to know your problem, but that what is the solution, and the message comes to pass, then I will know God has spoken. God has not spoken by saying you are Olumide. God has spoken, it's thus saith the Lord. A woman called me yesterday and was crying from wherever you called me, that he went to 3 places. And Ozode Obodo, something like that. Is there any church like that? What do they call it? Ozodo. Okay, you know it. Because she calls something like that. I don't know any church like that. She says everywhere she goes, they told her she's pregnant. And that they see that she delivered the baby and died. So she's crying. So I told her, so what do you want me to do now? Don't be me give you the message. The daddy pray for me. I said, how can I pray for something that I didn't see? The people that told you that you will die from this, what was the revelation? What is the solution? It is the solution that we are looking for. I had to talk to her. I had to counsel her. Sister, maybe you are listening to me now. No, you are in your church, Ozodo, now, by now. We are prophets. And it may even be in brother assembly, because such gifted brothers and sisters, they fool here. Upon all my teaching, they still give that type of revelation. Prophecy is to edify, comfort, and exhort. Any prophecy that makes somebody cry and cannot sleep again is from the devil. It's from Satan. And when they give you feeling, they will say, pray. Is that message? Pray. I know they pray before. Pray. As he say, as you deliver, you die. Pray so that you will not die. Is that message? That person is actually wishing you death. Then when you die, then you see them celebrating. Say, I said it. I gave that message that she will die. You give message that somebody will die, a brother or a sister, and the person died. Now you kill him. God does not entertain us. If God show me your problem, it is evident that he has stepped into the matter. It cannot happen again. It cannot happen. Oh, glory be to God. The only reason it will happen is if you are given a way to escape that as a solution, and you did not follow that way, and you die as a result of your stubbornness, God is free because he revealed it to you. So he sends a message so that people will not have a way of escape. Destruction is coming upon Jerusalem. But when you see this happen, run out of the city. Don't come back in again. That is the solution. If you decide to remain inside the city, when that which was spoken comes to pass, you see them, you refuse to run out, judgment will surely come upon you. And God is free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.